Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm Phil Hendry. I want to start the show tonight with a story. When I was 14 years old, I had a good friend of mine. His name was Rich. We were both 14-year-old kids. And next door to my friend Rich was this other kid, and he was older than Rich and I. He was like, we were 14. This guy was about 16 or 17, so he was very cool. And he was a cool guy to go visit because at his house, in his room, he used to play this strange Arabian music, and he'd smoke cigarettes sitting on the edge of the bed, and he'd wear a leather jacket, and we could go in there and smoke cigarettes and listen to this wild Arabian music. And so we thought he was a very cool guy. And then we decided one day, I was over at my friend Rich's house. He said, let's go over and see Chuck. That's what this guy's name was. I said, okay. So we walk over, and raking the leaves on the front lawn of Chuck's house is this man who we took to be Chuck's dad, and he had a pipe. He was smoking a pipe. He wore glasses. He was the picture of what he was, which was a professor of economics at Caltech. So rather brilliant man. He's smoking a pipe, raking leaves. So we walk over there, and we say, Mr. So-and-so, is Chuck home? And he puts the rake down, takes the pipe out of his mouth, looks at us, and he says, boys, Chuck hung himself last night. Hi, I'm Chris Boutte, and welcome to Love Songs with Chris Boutte. We'll be taking your dedications tonight here on the Chris Boutte Love Song Show. All you have to do is give us a call, or you can send us your letters, and we'll be happy to dedicate that song to the one you love on Chris Boutte's Love Songs. Well, let's kick the program off, shall we? We've got a call here from Bob. Bob's calling us from Chicago tonight. Bob, how are you?
Chris, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
And Bob, who can we dedicate a song to tonight?
Chris, I'd like to dedicate this song to my wife, Karen, who I love and I miss very much.
And Karen is living where right now?
Karen is in New York City.
Well, you're on the road and she's at home and you're thinking about her, huh?
I sure am. And just wanted to know that I love her and I really want. I miss her and I'm looking forward to being home.
All right. Well, let's dedicate this song, Bob, not just to Karen, but to all of the women and all of the men waiting for someone they love very, very much to come home. This is Chris Boutte's Love Songs.
All right, this song's 20 seconds, Mr. Boutte, and then we'll be out.
I know it's 20 seconds and we'll be out. How many times are you going to tell me that? Where are those pictures I'm supposed to see, huh?
Yes, Mr. Boutte, here are the autographs.
I know they're autographs. Are there any broads in there?
What?
Are there any broads writing me letters?
This one.
Dog.
Here's one.
She's a dog. I want pictures of broads, okay?
Well, these are just fan letters. They want you to...
Dog, 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 dog. All dogs. Get them out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Mr. Boutte?
Someone sat in my chair? Who sat in my chair? Who sat in my chair?
Mr. Boutte, I'm sorry I did. I was having a heart attack.
Oh, my God, you sat in my chair? Why did you sit in my chair? All right, I want Bob Livingston on, and I also want to get the director on, too.
Mr. Boutte, they're on vacation.
Hey, did I ask you to give me reasons? Oh, my God, you sat in my chair! Is he there?
Yes, he's right here.
Chris, Bob, what's up?
This douchebag that you hired to rewire my studio?
Yeah.
Sat in my chair.
All right, he's fired. Anything else?
I want you out. I want him out of here right now.
Is Karen there?
I'm right here.
Have Steve get out of there.
Well, he suffered a heart attack. He needs to sit down.
Get him out of there, all right? Just get him out of there. Get him on the street.
Get out of here!
Mr. Boutte, I've got chest pains down my left arm.
Get out of here! Oh, my God, he sat in my chair! 20 seconds, Mr. Boutte. Do I look like I can't tell time, huh? Is that a digital clock?
Well, yes, sir, I just thought they hired me to tell you.
Is that a digital clock, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Then I can tell time. It's the ones with the hands on it I have a problem with. But we don't have that in the studio anymore. I told him to take the clock with the hands on it out of the studio. So I know how to tell time. Don't treat me like I'm an idiot. I want everybody to be on. Everybody's got 2 weeks' notice right now. I'm sick of this. I can't take it. Everyone's got two. You're not my kind of people at all. I've been with the number one disc jockeys in the world. I'm not used to working with a bunch of half-assed kids that think they wrote the radio business. 20 seconds. Ah, yes, the Bee Gees. And how deep is it, huh? How deep is your love? Well, those are the songs and the beautiful sounds of Chris Boutte's Love Songs. right, we have another caller on the line. And, of course, if you want to hear a song tonight, just give us a call. And who do we have on the line here with Chris Boutte?
Hi, Chris. I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good.
And you want to dedicate a song tonight?
I do. I want to dedicate this song to a very special guy at work who doesn't really know yet that I care about him very deeply. But I want to say this one goes out to Angel in the packing and merchandising section. And I just want to say that I really, you know, I'm interested in you. I'm pretty interested. I'm very interested in you.
All right. Well, Susan, we're going to send that out to Angel right now in the packing and merchandising section of, where is that again?
JCPenney's in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
JCPenney's in Sheboygan. Angel, there's somebody out there who loves you very, very much, and, well, I guess she wonders, do you feel the same way, too? I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Love Songs. Love Songs with Chris Boutte.
All right, 2 minutes.
What are you doing?
I'm just having some dinner. Get it out of here. I'm a vegetarian. Well, I got it at El Pollo Loco. Get it out of here. I'm a vegetarian. I don't even want to look at someone eating meat. How many times have I told you that, Bill?
I understand that, Paris. It's my mistake.
Yeah, your mistake? Okay, that happens one more time, you're gone. You understand that? That's just the way it is around here. You understand that? It's just the way it is. I told you, I don't want anybody eating chicken in front of me. I've gone vegetarian since I've been dating that dancer. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
That happens again, you're gone. Okay? You want your job?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right. You, with the chicken, what's your name?
Billy.
Okay, Billy, you want your job?
Yeah.
You protect his job, he protects your job, okay? That happens again, you're both gone. Oh, my God!
I have that fan mail.
All right, let me see it. Any broads in here?
I don't know.
Well, I want all the mail separated out. Broads only. Broads only. I tell you, it's a million broads, and I want to see pictures of broads. So when you bring me fan mail, I want fan mail of broads, and I want to see if they send their picture. And if they're dogs, don't even think about putting them down in front of me. Understand what I'm saying? You know what a dog looks like.
Well, I'm not sure, Mr.
It looks like you. Look in the mirror. Also, I want some good calls, Benny.
What do you want me to do?
What do you mean, what do I want you to give me some good calls? I don't want some dude. I don't want to talk to dudes. I want broads. Broads, broads, broads. It's Chris Boutte's love songs. Broads!
20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. How deep is your love? I'm Chris Boutte, and this is Love Songs. Are you relaxing tonight? Well, I know I am. Enjoying playing for you some of the sounds of romance, the sounds of love. We're going to go to another call and another song dedication here this evening on Chris Boutte's Love Songs. And I see we have on the line now Doris. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Mr. Poontang. I wanted to request...
Doris, the name is Boutte.
I want to hear a song for a man I admire very much. And he delivers the bottled water here to the house. And his name is Stan. And Stan, if you're listening, I'd use your... I want to get this out. Stan, you know you're my little poo bear, my little poo hole. And...
Yes, Doris?
I want to say to Stan... There.
Well, Doris, we've got to move along here on Chris Boutte's Love Song.
No, let me get it out. I've got chest pains. The end is near. I can see the light. Stan, I want you to know I'd use your face
as a saddle.
Well, this one is for Stan from Doris, who apparently... has died. You know, death is very much a part of the life experience, and you can die while in love. I'm Chris Boutte.
All right, 20 seconds, the next record. Is that some kind of a joke? What? Come here. What? Ow! You ever put an old broad on the air like that again, I'll kill you. I'll kill you with my bare hands. I'll rip you apart limb from limb.
Look, Chris, I don't think he knew.
I said I...
You said you wanted women.
I want broads. Yeah, I don't want some old freaking... That broad died. The broad died.
Here's some more pictures.
Broads?
Yes.
Dog. Dog.
dog, 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 all dogs. You try looking in the mirror, honey?
Oh, yes, I did, Mr. Pute.
Well, all the dogs here look like you. You want to know what a dog looks like? Look at you. You're fired next time you ever pull any...
I got Mr. Livensham on the phone. Let me talk to him.
Bob?
Yeah, what's wrong, Chris?
Did you hear what happened to me?
I think you've handled it very well. She was an elderly woman.
Yeah, he did. This kid here.
Well, you did say you wanted women.
Look, I said I wanted women, all right? I don't want a corpse. I didn't say tonight's corpse night with Chris Pute, huh? We're dedicating songs to a dead man. We're dedicating songs to people zipped in a bag. I didn't say that, did I?
No, you didn't. Look, you sound tense. You need a neck massage?
Yeah, get the Chinese broad.
All right. Johnny, can you take care of that?
Right away, Mr. Livingstone.
I want the Chinese broad only, okay?
Right, get him a Chinese broad.
Get that Chinese broad. She knows how to do the neck thing.
You call him up?
No, I didn't call him up. You started the show, a kid hanging from dangling from a rafter.
I didn't say anything about a kid dangling from a rafter. I just said the guy, he hung himself.
What are you doing that for?
Because Mark dared me. He dared me, and I said, okay, I'll do it. Mark says, go ahead, start the show with that story about the kid hanging himself. And, all right, watch me. And then I went into Chris Pute's love songs, and here we are. And coming up tonight, we have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk about, we have a fire here in the city of Los Angeles. Now, this time of year, of course, fires are not unusual. We're going to be talking with Jay Sanis. Fires across the country break out this time of year. Colorado, Florida, you name it. We've got states that, because of the summer, things are drying out. Jay Sanis will talk with us about how you spot a firebug, the people that start these fires, coming up tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have our flashback request coming up this evening. We read a little bit of news, some new merchandise on the website, all ahead on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Take a phone call later on tonight. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. RC, go ahead.
Great show as always, Mr. Henry. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Mr. Henry, when you do the Chris Pute bit, you sound pretty good. Did you ever think about doing that on the radio for real?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, no, not seriously. I was a disc jockey.
Because you do that pretty good. And I hear the people that do the love songs make a grip of money. Like, I don't know if you've heard Tallulah on The Wave. She makes $1 million a year, and all she does is sit there and do crossword puzzles. In any way...
You mean Talea is her name.
Talea who?
Don't be funny, kid.
No, sir, but seriously, she makes $1 million a year, and all she does is sit on her butt and do crossword puzzles in between Kenny G records. That sounds almost the best thing I've ever heard about.
Well, first of all, dude, what are you doing listening to The Wave? That's number one. Number two...
On account I want to be in radio someday.
Well, do what you want to do, man. I suppose I could have done that whole bit.
You should have gone on as Chris Pute's love songs.
Yeah, I could have, man. You're right. That's my alter ego. I could have been Chris Pute's love songs, but I didn't do it.
How come? We really want to know, Mr. Henry. How come?
Well, R.C., I suppose it can be best encapsulated by citing the great poem by Robert Frost. A road diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled, and it's made all the difference.
Oh, God, that's gay. God! Well, anyway...
Well, you asked me a question, and I gave you the answer.
Do you know Dawn Burns or Boo Boo Blake?
Who's Boo Boo Blake?
She's the girl on The Wave.
Barbara Blake.
Yeah, so, okay.
No, I don't know any of them, man. I don't know any of them. I don't know Mr. Burns, I don't know Ms. Blake, and I don't know Talea. And that's her name. It ain't Tallulah or anything else. And yeah, you're right, I probably could have made a grip of money doing love songs.
And a road diverged in the wood, and you took the one less traveled. I'll bet you took the old dirt road. You know, I think...
All right, that's it.
Bet you made a run down to Dirty Pete's Lake.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Interesting article coming up tonight. We'll have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have our flashback by request. We also have a brand-new feature on our show called Frank Gray, At Least I'm Vertical. And Frank will be telling some stories about old Hollywood coming up this evening on The Phil Henry Show. Interesting story here. Howard Stern, as you know, in 3 months will be leaving the what we call terrestrial radio. He's going to be going to Sirius Satellite Radio. And it's funny to listen to the people in this business who think, you know, or don't think. I mean, this is what they're trying to sell. They say, well, you know, Howard leaving, it doesn't make any difference, you know. Yeah, what do you think about Howard Stern leaving, man? Oh, it doesn't matter. He's not, it won't even make a ripple in a toilet bowl. Really? And then they go on to say, look at this, Viacom, okay, Viacom makes $23 billion a year, and Howard Stern brings in $100 million. And Sean Butthole, I think it says Butthole, Butson, an analyst with Leg Manson, what? An analyst with Charlie Manson estimates that Stern brings in $100 million, less than 0.5% of Viacom's $23 billion. Now, here's the thing that you have to understand, especially if you're a financial reporter and you don't know radio, you wouldn't know the radio business from selling jelly beans, man. I don't care if you're working on Wall Street and you're a stock analyst or anything else. And this also gives you the bias in reporting a lot of things. Viacom owns CBS, Blockbuster Video, television. You know, in other words, it's an enormous media conglomerate. If you look at the company that Howard Stern works for, Infinity, now let's talk about how much bread he brings in. Okay, that $100 million suddenly represents a pretty significant slice of the pie. What this means is these cats that run radio stations and run radio companies are trying to make it appear as if satellite radio is not a real viable option for talent. They're trying to make it appear as if talent really doesn't have any leverage these days, that talent suddenly is not in the unique position to say to terrestrial radio, you know what, I really don't like working for you anymore because you don't pay well. And even though satellite probably won't pay any better, at least the creative environment over there is going to be a little bit better. And the upside is enormous. And, you know, it's the future of the business. You can think it's not. You can hope that it is, but it is, right? So there's options for people. And they don't want anybody who works in this business to know that. And they sure as hell don't want you guys, the listeners, to think that. So what do? They put out a story like this.
Oh, well, you know, Stern brings $100 million a year. Hell, we make $23
billion. Really? And what is that?
$23 billion a year. Viacom was TV, so, you know, whole deal.
Well, Viacom, CBS television, I think. What if we just busted out the radio end of your business?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Huh?
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Moonves.
You got it. Can I have some of those blue pills you got?
Sure. Still, Laura Martin, an analyst with Salil Media, she passed out before they could ask her any questions. All right, so there you go. So the reason why I bring all of this up is to tell you that very soon, ladies and gentlemen, not only will I be going to satellite radio, I'm going to start my own satellite company called PhilDish. That's right. And I'll be the only thing on it. I'll be playing all of my music, doing all of my bits, and saying a lot of dirty words.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, it's Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Coming up, we have our flashback by request. In a moment, I have a request, another request from Margaret Gray, Harvey Wireman, Lloyd Bonafide, and a few others. Anyway, Air America is getting donated. I just messed up. And we'll talk with Margaret Gray and Harvey Wireman about that. It will be a debate. And then Margaret says she wants to sing a song to raise money for Air America. Man, if that just don't beat all. If that just don't beat all, baby. But first, here is our flashback request. Hey, Phil, you had the Reverend at the airport on his way to some resort, Pastor William Rennick, that is, with money that he got from the gay movement. Something about how the gays were comparing themselves to the blacks in terms of persecution, and so the Reverend was allowing the gays to be compared with blacks as long as they paid him copyright fees. So he made some bread, and he and Ms. Clara had a whirlwind vacation through the Holy Land and stayed at the Doubletree in Tel Aviv. Signed, Durs. All right, brother, here it is, Pastor Rennick.
I'm a black man. I'm a black archer here in the state of Georgia. And I'm very, very few. It's not very many black auctioneers around here. And I done had more white people help me get to where I need to be than I have had my own brother.
You a black auctioneer? You said you're a black auctioneer.
Yes, I am. That's an interesting and I done had more black people help me get to the point where I am today, where I'm doing well.
Yeah, but,
you know, we need to grow as a country, man, and not
that's
just,
a good point, Joe.
You know, not just pull against each other.
All right, let Pastor Rennick
you know,
let Pastor Rennick
is going on and on and on and on.
Just need to say stop.
All right, hold on, Joe. Let Pastor Rennick say something.
Brother, can I ask you a question? Could you do one of them, like what you do? Do you do that? That kind of thing?
Yeah, I do that.
Can you do some of that for me? I just want to hear it because I love the entire lost art of the auction, and it's very American to me. Can you do some of that for me?
Yeah, I can do it.
Just do a little bit for me.
You're trying to get. I want to make a point.
Hey, let me say something, brother. Let me say what you were saying.
We need to make a point here, man.
I want to come out.
We need to stop this because I'm tired of hearing about all this hatred.
Yeah,
my daughter comes home every day.
Now, here's a point I want to make.
And I'm trying to teach her different things, and you guys just keep this mess going on and on and on.
Joe, tonight I'm going to get on an airplane. I'm going to take my congregation on an Easter sabbatical to the Holy Land. My wife, Sister Bingham, and I, and our associate deacon, Richard Prelkop, we're staying at the Doubletree in Cairo, Egypt. And from there, we will go by way of Land Rover to the pyramid. And then by paddle boat up the Nile to the very ancient Suez Canal. And the entire experience will finish off with a cruise to Istanbul and then on to Athens. And then we fly back to Los Angeles via Frankfurt. Now, what do you think about that?
What has that got to do with anything?
Well, that's the money we raised.
And they got
nothing
to do with what you're talking about.
With these gay guys, we get the rights from them using the term civil rights. My church got to go on a whirlwind trip to the Middle East.
See, he's talking about making gay guys pay for the using the term civil rights.
That's silly.
Well, wait a second. You were sitting there going, you're going, this old American. Well, I'm walking down the street to St. Augustine.
I mean, they are people, too, and they have rights, too. You know, I read the Bible. I do what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, we can't force our beliefs on everybody.
Brother, when you're sitting up there,
and I think we need to, you know, let them do what they want to do.
I know that, brother, but when you're sitting up there going, hey, how do we want for this piano? What are we going to get for this statue? And I'm out there getting my head cracked open by some cracker cop in St. Augustine. Well, you're saying some old lady, do you want me to wrap that in newspaper for her? You want to take it like it is? What's that about?
All right, look, Joe, you made some great points. I gotta go. And I have to say to you, Pastor Rennick, you really got to calm down a little bit. I mean,
calm down! I feel great!
What do you mean a whirlwind vacation to Egypt because you used all that money that the gay guys paid you for using civil... Are you trying to tell me you got some guys paying you?
I got a deal, yeah.
Well, where's the bread for the rest of the black folks?
What you talking about?
So in other words, you got some gay guys paying you off for using the term civil rights, and you're taking your wife to the, what is it, Doubletree Hotel in Cairo?
Word!
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry to...
Who's this?
Hold on. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Mr. Henry, this is Clara.
Oh, Ms. Bingham, how are you?
I'm fine. Pastor Rennick needs his nap right now.
You ain't gonna put me to bed, woman! I'm trying to make a point about a black man!
He is so wound up because we're going on a whirlwind vacation. Also, we have floor seats for a Laker game. So we are trying to get ready for the Easter sabbatical.
Well, Ms. Bingham, I didn't mean to keep him up past this, but it's only 10 minutes to 8 o'clock here on the West Coast.
This woman treated me like a child! Like what I gotta do, suck myself and put my diaper on!
You go to bed right now. I made you hot milk and everything.
Hot milk! Thanks a lot! Now I do look queer!
He's very upset about his image.
I know he is upset about his image. He just got back from Atlanta, and he's got a little bit of a cold. So I want him to go to bed before we go,
Hey, how am I going to take a nap at the airport?
Jesus, I forgot about that.
There it is. That's by request, Pastor Rennick and Clara on their way to the Middle East. That was last Easter, and that's a flashback request. All right, now I got to know what's going on here. Margaret Gray joins me, I believe, she's with Harvey Wireman at an auction to raise money for Air America. Is that right?
We are still at an auction here in Beverly Hills at the home of Gene and Jack Holtzberg, two wonderful benefactors of many of the liberal causes. They're auctioning off some items, some donated items. Jane Fonda has donated some things that I don't want to talk about.
Why not?
Because it's really none of your business, you know? It really isn't any of your business, Phil. I know how you feel politically.
Everything's fine. If you want to raise money, I was told by Hall, you know, that I have to have you people on.
Hold on. Here's Harvey.
Phil, this is Harvey Wireman. You know me as an old liberal, okay?
I do, sir, yes.
But I want to make a point. I also served with the United States Marine Corps at Saipan, okay? I got just one or two Japanese on the end of a bayonet. And so it's not, I'm not against the war in Iraq, but I do believe that Air America should stay on the air and to that event, okay? I got a, what is that? It's a clock. It's a nude with a clock in its ass. Oh, I got a 100,000.
The phone. Phil, we are.
What do you mean Jane Fonda's got stuff and you don't want to say what it is?
Because it's very personal, what she's having auctioned off. Do you understand?
She's having something auctioned off that she owns?
Yes.
And it's extremely personal?
Yes, very personal. Very personal. In other words, it's so personal that if I were to mention what it is, you might get fined by the FCC.
Jane Fonda?
Yes.
God, I'm interested as to what it is.
Oh, I'll bet you'd love to know. Now, Phil, we believe that Air America, and if you've seen the bumper stickers, Air America is asking listeners for donations. A very unusual move for a commercial broadcaster.
I'll say it is.
Please, you know, resist the editorializing. On the line with me from Alhambra is Lloyd Bonafide.
Lloyd, are you there?
Hello.
Lloyd?
Yes, sir. Lloyd, Mr. Bonafide here.
Sir, are you there? I've got Margaret Gray on the line.
Lloyd, let me. I want to say something. I fought for this country, and if you think you're going to get some skirt on the phone and run this country down by trying to raise money for that guy with the hairdo, and then that other one, forget it.
What guy with a hairdo?
I forget his. Talking about Al Franken. All right, look. Let's just get this underway. I think people want to hear it.
Well, I got to take a break.
What a creep. I was about ready to start singing.
I got
to
take a break.
Mr. Henry, I'm an attorney. Are you attempting to keep the woman from singing, "I'd like to teach the world to..." Hold on. "I'd like to teach the world to sling, or what is that?
Sing.
Sing. Are you saying...
No, I got to take a break, and she can sing when we come back. Okay?
Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Will I be required here for the next few minutes? Because I have to take my evening ablution.
I don't know what... I'm sorry, sir.
Well, it has to do with irrigation.
Everybody, put him on hold, will you, bud?
I'll put him on hold.
All right, we're... put him on hold, man. Don't turn him up louder. I'm waiting.
I'm trying to get him on hold. Just go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show. I can't even hear myself. Put him on hold. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On the line with me from an auction in Beverly Hills to raise money for Air America is Margaret Gray. I would ask you, though, Ms. Gray, isn't it just a sign of the failure of that operation that they have to actually ask for donations?
Well, Phil, no. A lot of stations ask for donations. I mean, who are you kidding? You know,
well, the people that ask for donations are publicly sponsored radio stations. They are publicly supported. They're community supported. Air America is a commercial station. Its radio signals, the frequencies that it occupies, are in an area of the dial that are generally reserved for stations that are commercially purposed. Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. Isn't that a sign that it's failing?
Are you a little upset that they've bounced you off of a few Air America stations?
Well, yeah, I guess I am. And I'll tell you why. Because at least my show makes money, okay? I mean, they bounced off a money-making show, so what? They wanted to open up more local time for another national show that isn't going to make any money at all? You know...
Phil, I think what's going on here is the usual fascism that is...
Oh, come on, will you?
Mr. Henry, this is Harvey Wireman. You are browbeating this woman and attempting to sodomize her in a verbal way. And
will you get out of here with your jive lawyer stuff? Let me talk to her.
Am I singing the song or not? Otherwise, I'm hanging up, and I'm going to bid on the... I want to bid on some things that that Rodney Bingenheimer has here. And
isn't that great? What is that? Like a wig or something? One of them Beetle wigs?
One of them Beetle wigs? Oh, God.
All right, go ahead, sing your tune.
Phil, we are raising money tonight for Air America, and I want everyone, as they call in to your local Air America affiliate, to listen to me sing this beautiful song, and Harvey Wireman will help me, right, Harvey?
It would be my pleasure to with this song, yes.
One, two, three. I don't have a band, Phil, so I'm going to count it down myself. And I'm also, I know your listeners can't see it, but I'll be doing a few dance steps as I sing this.
Okay.
Are you laughing?
No, no, no. I think that you're going to do some dance steps?
Yes, I was a professional dancer as well.
All right. Go ahead.
Do you think he's laughing?
I don't know. Who gives a sweet cry?
One, two, three, and a one. Now I'm just swinging my... Woo! I'd like to build the world a home. Two, three, four, five. And furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees. Leg kick. And snow white turtle doves. Harvey.
I want to teach the world to sing. In perfect harmony. I'd like to hold... Oh, God, you just kicked me square in the crotch.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I was doing a heel kick. I'm sorry.
Right in the nads.
Phil, I am so sorry.
Well, what happened?
I was doing one of my swing kicks. It was sort of a rocket kick. And I nailed him. Direct hit.
A real ball shot.
Are you all right?
I think I got some ice over here.
Well, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Okay, guys, while I'm...
Hold on, Phil. Don't put ice down your pants.
Really? Do you have a pair like me? Do you have a pair the way I have one?
No, I don't.
And don't tell me to not put ice down there. Phil, I'm very sorry to your listeners. I apologize, but I got to ice them down.
I totally understand.
He's laughing at you.
No, he is, because he's a freaking...
All right, I guess you're not singing.
The hell I'm not. I like to teach the world to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, as Harvey ices them down, I'll continue.
I'm hanging up.
What a bastard.
Sorry, man. When she nailed him in the crotch, that had to, you know. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Right. Are you going to be all right?
I'll be all right. They've told me they've got to be iced down for 24 hours. So,
All right, I'm sorry that the song was ruined.
Phil, the song is not ruined. I can continue to sing it. Harvey will not be able to do his part. And again, I'm sorry, dear, that I kicked you. You know, I gave you a spirochilia shot.
What are you talking about?
You shouldn't have been in the way.
Mr. Hendry, I want the record to show that she rehearsed me with this jackass piece of material, and I was supposed to be standing where I was standing when she does this windmill kick. And throughout our entire rehearsal...
You are technically defaming me.
I know the law, okay? And throughout our rehearsal, the fan kick stayed well away from the natal portions. Now, here, as we're on the radio, and I'm about to step in and go, well, I'd like to teach the work, because I'm going to do the next part. She does the windmill kick, direct hit.
All right, man. Ice them down.
I got to get a bag of frozen peas. Hey, you, boy.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.